I'm delighted to say that we've been joined by Vernon Philander, the South Africa fast bowler. Vernon, first of all, what do you know about conditions here in the UAE?
Just speaking to some of the boys over here, I mean, obviously the conditions there, it's a lot more spinner friendly, obviously for the spinners. But I think, it seems, we're going to be playing an important role as well. So I think, obviously looking forward to the challenge. It's going to be new and different conditions, new environment that I'm going to find myself in. But, always up to the challenge. So I'm obviously pretty excited about it.
It'll be very straightforward to beat Pakistan this time, won't it?
I wouldn't really say that. It's always tough playing, obviously opposition, in conditions where they find themselves, obviously, more at home. So I think it's going to be a lot tougher this time around. Obviously we'll work out ways of how we can take 20 wickets, each of the tests. I think it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting, obviously, facing new challenges. I think the wickets over there is a bit more betting friendly as well. So I think we just have to, our way of getting tickets and obviously try and find ways.
What do you make of Pakistan's form on their tour of Zimbabwe? On paper at least, and indeed watching it, their batsmen particularly struggled. So if they're struggling against Zimbabwe, with all due respect to them, surely they're going to struggle against the number one test side.
I didn't really follow their tour of Zimbabwe because I was over in the West Indies at the time. But I've obviously heard of the last test, but it can happen to anyone. I think they obviously have a couple of new faces coming in on the side, which obviously, there's a bit of disturbance in the balance of the team. So I think we're going to be obviously facing them, in Abu Dhabi, where they play well. It's going to be a new challenge, all in all. What they've done in Zimbabwe doesn't really count when they head back to the UAE. I think we still have to take 20 wickets, and we'll have to find a way of doing that.
You mentioned finding a way to take 20 wickets, Vernon. What are your weapons if the ball doesn't swing? Because generally, in this part of the world, it doesn't tend to go round corners.
Yeah, that's why exactly what I said. We'll have to find, obviously, new ways of getting wickets. I think the Zimbabwe ball is going to be more in the game than what it is, obviously, in South Africa. We'll have to find a way of setting up batters in order to get those things going. So, I'm excited about it again. It's going to be new challenges, and I'm always up for a challenge, so looking forward to it.
And talking of challenges, of course, you're back in the one-day squad, a little bit of white ball cricket to come. Was that a little bit of a surprise to you to get the recall?
I think, with two new white balls nowadays, the season probably came a little bit easier for the selectors, having two new white balls. We can look to strike a bit longer up front. It's obviously something that I've worked hard on and been playing a bit of white ball cricket all around the world, for the past 6 months. I think I look forward to, to represent my country in the white ball or in the green again.
And of course, you mentioned earlier you'd taken part in the Caribbean Premier League, more white ball cricket there, this time over the shortest distance. How did that go for you?
Yeah, it went very well. After a bit of a slow start, I got used to conditions over there, and I think it worked pretty well. I think I enjoyed it. We had a good team as well, pretty good guys, which makes it so much more, obviously, easier to settle in. So I think, all in all, I had a good tour of the West Indies, pretty much enjoyed it as well.
Just checking the statistics, you need 11 wickets for 100 in Test match cricket. You've played 17 matches so far. The record for South Africa, the fastest to 100, is a certain chap called Dale Steyn, who's done that in 20 tests. Are you aware of those sorts of landmarks?
I'm not really one for landmarks, but my mates kept on reminding me of being 11 short of 100 now. I prepare each test, the new test. If I get the 11 before the 20th test match, it'll obviously be a bonus. But I'm not going to really, obviously, set my focus on that. I think I'm going to obviously prepare each game at a time and obviously, give my best. Hopefully I get it before then, obviously. There's no real fight set on it.
What does it mean to you, the prospect of a landmark like that, Vernon? Obviously, you're relatively late coming to Test match cricket, but you've made an incredible impact since you've played at the top level. What do landmarks like that mean to you?
I think it obviously comes on the back of obviously hard work and also obviously performance consistently. So I think, to me, if we can get the team across the line first, and then, personal landmarks come into play, I'm happy with that. As long as the team is on the winning position and on a winning streak, then I'm happy.